this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
What's up? This is Amanda, and you're just the Unknown Soldier by the Casualties. You're listening to the second episode of Ronk's Podcast, and I would say that it's pretty kick-ass, because it is. But my friend Addy has another ska punk podcast, and it's called Make Ska Not War, and you can check it out on myspace.com/makeska-not-war. It's amazing. Like, she sent me an MP3 for it before, like, she had it uploaded on Podomatic or whatever we have it uploaded on, and it was awesome, and she said that I, like, inspired her to make hers, which, psh, whatever, but hers kicks more ass than mine. Well, maybe we're tied, I don't know, but you should, like, listen to both of them, because they're both awesome. And this next song I'm going to play is by Less Than Jake, and it's called Johnny Quest Thanks for Sellouts.
We'll be right back.
That song's awesome, but oh man, strep throat is a bitch. Like, when I get strep throat, my throat swells up and like my tonsils almost touch, and it hurts really bad. Like, ow. Like, when I got it, I could, like, barely swallow or talk or anything. It hurt to do anything, but I'm on, like, all kinds of drugs and, like, a generic Vicodin. It makes me laugh. I, needless to say, feel better now that I'm all drugged up and whatnot. Yeah, but, this next song I'm gonna play is by Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards, and it's called Little Rue Girl. It's an awesome song. It goes by pretty fast, but it's such an awesome song because, I don't know, I'm a rude girl and whatnot, so makes me think about that. But here it is.
Hey, you in the red dress. I know you're not trying to impress me. It's not from a distance.
My friend Chance told me that Gordy from Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards has a cooking show, like, and he sent me the website for it. It's eatmetv.com, and it says that they don't have any, like, episodes out yet. Well, they do, but it's only in, like, California where they are, but, like, for people over here and stuff. They say they were trying to get, like, a DVD deal, but... like, they couldn't do that without giving away the show. So they're going to try to, like, put episodes out in podcasts soon. But I really want to see it, because that should be kick-ass. Like, cooking shows are such pansies, but his cooking show, I bet, kicks ass. And, like, if I ever find out that they, like, have the podcast out, then I'm definitely going to tell you guys. But the next song I'm going to play is Jim Tuffim by the Planet Smashers. I Like a Girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm hoping over the next couple of podcasts I'm going to get better at talking, because the last one, I don't know what I was thinking, but, like, every other word was, but, man, that song was awesome. This song is awesome. I love this song. It's awesome. So cool. It's amazing. I think I've, like, haven't picked up a book in too long, because, like, my whole vocabulary seems to consist of, like, three words. Awesome, amazing, and cool. And it's retarded. But, yeah, I'm hoping I'm gonna get better. But, and also I apologize for it being, like, towards the end of the last one, there was a bunch of pauses in between, like, me and the music, and that's because I had to re-record the whole thing, like, four times. But the next song I'm gonna play is by Crass, and it's called Do They Owe Us a Living. Speaking of the casualties, like, when I played them earlier, I just found out, like, 2 days ago that the Casualties are playing in Virginia Beach at the Peppermint Beach Club on Halloween. How kick-ass is that? That show is gonna be amazing. And I hear that they're gonna do, like, a costume contest thing. Too bad Halloween's on, like, a Tuesday, but that is gonna kick so much ass. If you miss this show, I'll, like, show up and karate chop you in the genitals. Well, minus people in, like, different states. But, oh man, this show is going to be amazing, and you really need to go. But, yeah. And you people aren't requesting songs. And you need to, because I want to play what you guys want to hear. Like, people have been requesting songs, but, like, I want more people to, because I want to play, like, a bunch of songs that people request. But this next song I'm going to play is called Too Hot by The Specials, and you may recognize it from SLC Punk, but it's an awesome song, and The Specials are just amazing. I also heard a rumor that they might start touring soon. I don't know, but they got offered a bunch of money to tour or something, and I heard that they're considering it, and if they tour, they better come here. If they don't come here, then there's no way that I'm going to miss them. I'm going to ride out to wherever they are, and I'm going to see them, because I need to see The Specials before I die. But here's Too Hot by The Specials.
Boy, I'm never going to leave that Tony, you know, because it's too hot. Tell them what to do.
make up your will. Come out and tell them, fight them. Without them, the police force are afraid. They can't even touch them. They say if you think you're bad, why don't you come out yourself? These boys are fighting a fight, fighting tonight. They don't lie, it's too hot. Too hot.
Now I'm going to play some psychobilly for you. This next song is by The Horror Pops. It's off their CD Hell Yeah. It's the first track. It's called Julia. It's an awesome song, and I don't really give a care if you like psychobilly or not. You should like this song. And The Horror Pops came here during the, I don't know, a few months back. I can't remember when. But they played with Dropkick Murphys, and the Tossers were supposed to at the show too, but I heard that they didn't make it to the show. But I'm sad I missed it. It was sold out, so I couldn't have gotten in anyway. But man, I really want to see them live too. The Horror Pops are amazing. Patricia Day is a fox. I don't care what you say. But here it is. It's Julia by The Horror Pops.
She's the one that always dances with a smile. She's pure and bright and biting some kind of light. She's sick as in hell, but always be back home to fight. The whole thing just makes me wanna
This next song I'm going to play is by a band called Hub City Stompers, and they are amazing. First time I ever heard them or saw them was at Ska Weekend, and the first song I heard was Chatterbox, and I was amazed. They're awesome. And then I got home, and then I checked them out on MySpace and stuff, and, like, downloaded songs, and now they're, like, in my top, well, there's a lot of bands that are in, like, my top whatever. Maybe it's like a top 1,000. I'm not really sure. But man, they kick ass. And if you haven't heard them, then you're about to hear them for the first time with their song off of Mass Appeal, and it's called Trojan Knight, and it's awesome. But if this is the first song you're hearing by them, then you really need to check them out. Look them up on MySpace or something. They're in my top whatever on the Runks MySpace, so.
See a shiny silver keg, it's as big as a whale, and it's full of bass sail. Some sorority girls, yeah, I count about 20, so come on, and don't bring any beer money! Well, 5 o'clock, get the weekend's in sight, but what's to do on a Thursday night? 16 skins and a broken down car, no booze, no girls, no money for the bar. When down the street walk a couple of chaps with little Greek letters on our baseball caps, yapping and flapping about the party going down. Oh, that's right, this is a college town. And then to our frustration, don't need no invitation. So we speed up the boot, we're hot in pursuit, and set up on the village of the pillage and loot. Big, big letters hanging over. Never beer is gone, the place will be deserted. Thanks for the bottom of our beer guts. We're going back.
The first time I ever heard this next song, I fell in love with it. It's called Barbie Dolls by Lower Class Brats, and it's just amazing. It's so true, too. It's just a cool fucking song. If you've never heard it, then prepare to be amazed. And if you don't like Lower Class Brats, then there's something wrong with you. But here it is, Barbie Dolls by Lower Class Brats. This next song is by Madness, and it's called Shame and Scandal. It's a funny song. Madness is awesome. Like, if you don't like Two Tone, then what's your fucking problem? Two Tone is amazing. But this is from the Daydreamin Sessions, and it's Shame and Scandal by Madness.
To make it a date, his papa should
The next song I'm going to play is not London Calling. The next song I'm going to play is The Guns of Brixton. What those both have in common, though, is they're both by the same band, The Clash. If you haven't ever heard The Guns of Brixton, then you're weird. And you're about to. So, here it is. It's The Guns of Brixton by The Clash. The next song I'm going to play is by the Pie Tasters, and the Pie Tasters put on an awesome show, like a bunch of other bands that I keep naming, but hey, I just like awesome music, but yeah, so the Pie Tasters, they are playing a show at the East Coast Surfing Championships, and I think that's the 29th, and Jack Move is playing earlier in the day, and it's a free show. And, what sucks is Dan, Jordan, and Chance, like, my rude buddies, they're going up to New York to see Rancid, like, the day before or something like that. And it sucks, because I'm going to be, like, the only person skanking at a 4-Jack Move or the Pie Tasters, and it makes me sad. But here's Without You by the Pie Tasters. Thank you.
so bad I lost my home. I said, without you, I'm all alone. Got my bed, but I can't sleep, because your love I just can't keep. Got two license, but I got no car. I said, without you, I won't get far. Got the phone, but you don't call. Just want to say, forget it all. I got burned and I lost my pride. I said, without you right by my side. Got a job, but I make no pay. I said, it doesn't matter anyway. Got no girl to spend it on. I said, without you, my love goes on. For some reason ain't coming back no more. You said you'd always love me, love me, love me. The words you said keep a ringing in my head, revolving around and I'm bringing me down. I can't replace a memory of you, love you, love you. But I lost my home. I said, without you, I'm all alone. Got my bed, but I can't sleep, because your love I just can't keep. Got two license, but I got no car. I said, without you, I won't get far. Got the phone, but you don't call. Just the one to say, forget it all. I got burned and I lost my pride. I said, without you, right by my side. To job, but I make no pay. I said it doesn't matter anyway. Got no girl to spend it on. Said without you, my love goes on. Without you, without you, my love goes on. Without you, without you, without you, my love goes on.
So the Jack Move and Rio show that I'd been waiting for was Saturday, and it was awesome. I didn't get to stay for all of Rio's set, and I feel sorry. Like, I feel bad about that, because I really wanted to stay. And plus, Rio is awesome. And I'm going to play them pretty soon in, like, the next podcast. And Jack Move played an awesome set, and this is exactly what I needed. Like, seriously. Okay, when all you other little girls get, like, sad or something, you, like, stay home and, like, watch The Notebook and eat ice cream. That's not me. The only way to, like, cheer myself up is to go to a show and skank my heart out, because that's just how I work. And that is why I'm cooler than other girls. So, if you're gonna, like, whine about how girls aren't cool, no, you're just going after preppy girls. That's your problem. But anyway, I'm gonna stop yelling at you and play the next song. This is Conformity by Global Threat.
Just another white flag.
The next song I'm going to play is by The English Beat, and I'm sad that I missed them when they came here. And I can't remember when they came. I feel retarded. But when they came to the Norva, I missed them, and I felt bad because I really wanted to go. But the next song I'm going to play is Hands Off, She's Mine. And what's funny is I was, like, sitting at my computer earlier, and I, like, had the TV on in the background, but I wasn't watching it. And, like, 51st Dates was on or something. And then, like, The English Beat started playing in the background of the movie. And I started, like, freaking out. Does that mean I'm, like, I'm a total nerd or something? I don't know. But, oh, yeah. And I probably did, like, the coolest thing ever. Saturday at the Jack Move show. At the Half Shell, they have, you know that arcade game? Like, Area 51 or whatever? Well, me and Chance, we were playing Area 51, and then in the middle of that, Rio started playing. And we were, like, skanking and, like, shooting aliens at the same time. That was probably the coolest thing ever. And it just kicks so much ass. If you've never done it, you definitely need to. Skanking while shooting something coming at you in a video game is probably, like, the coolest thing I've ever done. Once again, does that make me a loser? I kind of think it does. But I'm, like, the coolest loser ever, so you can't make fun of me. But here it is. It's Hands Off, She's Mine by The English Beat. Okay, so this next song is for my friend Mark Adam. He's one of the people that finally, like, motivated me to get this stupid podcast done, like, starting the first one. And so I guess I really have to, like, thank him for that. And I asked him if he wanted me to play a song for him, and first he was like, well, you gotta play a Wish You Were song. And then he said to play something else. He said, wait, no! You gotta play a self-destruct song! He was like, okay, fine. Still screaming my self-destruct, that's my request. And I was like, okay, fine, I can play that for you. So this next song is for him. This is for Mark Adam, and it's called Still Screaming by Self-Destruct.
I found the fucking drops! Who wants to fucking hell?
Alright, so this next song goes out to one of my best buddies, Chance, and he asked me to play it on the last one, and I couldn't because I already had a bunch of songs to play, but this is Sally Brown by Bad Manners, and what's funny is, well, Chance used to have a mohawk, and then he shaved it off so he could get jersey spikes, but after he shaved his head, he looked like Buster Blood Vessel, so people called him Buster. And I just think that's kind of funny. I don't know, it's cool. I wish I had a cool nickname like that. But anyway, yeah, here's Sally Brown. Now, this next band, if you listened to the first podcast, then you heard me promote the crap out of this show. Wednesday, there is going to be fucking Big D in the Kids Table in Jack Move at the Jewish Mother at, like, 9 o'clock. Wait. Let me check. I have a flyer. No, it's at 8. Yeah. It's at 8. Show up at 8. Big D and the Kids Table and Jack Move at 8 at the Jewish Mother. It's going to be amazing. Don't miss this show or you have problems. I'll come and karate chop you in the genitals. This show is going to be awesome. Don't come if you're going to jock mosh, because I'll kick your ass. But, yeah. So, this next song is by Big D and the Kids Table, and it's called You're Lost, You're Crazy.
Everywhere.
Yes, sir. Finest beer served anywhere.
You hear it at hunting lodges way up in Maine.
Yes, sir. Finest beer served anywhere.
Splendid, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. The beer that always tastes exactly the same. Wherever you go all over America, you'll find that Pabst Blue Ribbon is served in distinguished homes. Yes, you hear it everywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
So you've just finished listening to another fabulous Runks podcast. And sadly, this is the allotted time that I've allowed myself to rape your ear space. But I hope you liked it, and I hope you all, like, keep telling your friends and keep giving me feedback, because I love to hear what you guys think about it. And, just keep the lookout for new merch coming out, and I hope to see all of you at the Big D show. But yeah, we have merch now. Go to our MySpace or website and click on, there's buttons to our Cafe Press account on both of those, the website and MySpace, so you can check it out through both of those. And I'd like to say thank you for listening, and once again,
from the entire Channel 4 news team, I'm Veronica Corningstone.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.